般若波罗蜜多心经。 We'll start by reciting the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra. We'll do it in Mandarin. However, if you feel more comfortable, you can do it in English. 般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva。 接着要念功德本颂， okay, you will follow by reciting the foundation。 今天就不用念了。好，今天我们就直接进入主题。
Okay, we do short, meditation. Okay, start with breathing meditation. Then after that, you visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of you clearly. Yeah.
好，现在我们同样的做一个简短的共修。我们先观我们的呼吸，然后接着呢，我们就观想本师释迦牟尼佛。开始。
Okay, so then next we recite Shakyamuni mantra 5 times. So then visualize the light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself, then purify it. All one negative karma totally purified, so visualize it.
接着呢，我们要观想本是释迦牟尼佛出现在虚空中，相好光明。然后呢，我们念他的心咒五次，然后同时观想大甘露啊，大光芒啊。然后呢，五次过后，释迦牟尼佛本是释迦牟尼佛进入我们的身体，净化了我们所有的业障。태아타옴무네무네마하무나예소타야타옴무네무네마하무나예소아야타옴무네무네마하무나예소아야타옴무네무네마하무나예소타야타옴무네무네마하무나예소
Okay, so the last class was talking about the 12 link of dependent origination. So I think, yeah, then we just, I think we complete of the three circles, the middle one, the second, the third circle.I think that's where I completed. Now left with the last circle. Yeah.
我们这堂课呢，讲到这个十二缘起，十二缘起的教导。这样我们已经讲完了这个依据这个十二缘起的这个轮回图，我们已经讲完了中间的那个同心圆，还有第二个同心圆，还有第三个同心圆。我们只剩下最后一个大的圆圈里面的那个图画，我们还没有解释。
Okay, so, I think mainly look at the picture, so just go roughly again. So mainly the very middle three animals symbolize the three poison, ignorance, attachment, anger, three poison. Then next, that's the black and white two sides, so that symbolize white karma and black karma. Okay, so then,depend on the what kind of karma within black karma, then you take reward in the lower realm, such as helping animals, hungry ghosts, like that. If you have white karma, then you take reward in higher reward, human, god, demigod, god, like that, so.
所以呢，我们再简短的复习一下。那中间的最中间的同心圆呢，你可以看到三种动物，它们代表呢三毒，就是贪嗔痴。然后第二个同心圆呢，你看到黑色和白色的划分，这个黑色呢代表恶业，这白色呢代表善业。就是说众生如果造了这个善业的话呢，它就会投生到白色的三上道去，就变成了投生到人啊、人道啊、天人道或阿修罗道。如果说造的是恶业呢，就会投生到下三道去。
Okay, so so this is the sixth realm. So what after you create through the delusion, you create the karma. So then you have to take rebirth due to karma and delusion. We have to take rebirth in this sixth realm, you know, without choice, you know.
然后呢，因为呢，我们的第三个同心圆是通过这个黑白的那个中阴道，我们投生到这个六道去。这投生到六道呢，是因为我们所造的业啊，无明因无明所造的业。
So like that, so that's the point. Foundation, good quality. You know, after the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow.Finding form and definition, conviction in this. Please bless me always to be careful, you know. So that's this, yeah, in this way you understand, yeah.
所以呢，这个是根据这个功德本颂的第四个记诵，我们可以把这个十二因缘连接到功德本颂的第四个记诵。事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸。中恶中连小罪阶段中，并且成就一切善法具。就是第三和第四个记诵，就是死后呢，为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸过。
Anybody need more picture? This there's some more.
有谁没拿到这张图的？Who doesn't have a picture? You can raise your hands. 我们的师兄会分发给你。谢谢师兄。Thank you, Bodhicitta. 啊，还有小狗，这小狗叫菩提心，它的名字叫菩提心。
Okay, so, so I think we complete so that part. So,
so we've 已经完成了第一、第二和第三个圆圈的讲解。
I mean, some of you are maybe new here. I don't know, but I did explain before how the picture came about. You know, this is actually from Buddha himself. You know.How to draw this kind of painting told to the one of the king. So then, exactly what Buddha told, then the artist do the drawing like that, then send to the present to the another king. So then, by just looking this picture, the another king was not Dharma practitioner, but by seeing this, he able to change his mind, you know. So like the picture is like that, yeah. So, I mean, those are new then, just to, yeah.
这可能有些佛友呢，今天是第一次来上这个课，所以不明白这个图画的是怎么来的。这图画的其实是本师释迦牟尼佛亲自讲解绘画而成的。这是因为呢，有一个国王其实是就是在菩提迦耶那个哎呀。有摩揭陀国的国王啊，他就收到了一份礼物。这个礼物他就问本师释迦牟尼佛要怎回赠。这样本师释迦牟尼佛就跟他讲要回赠这个图画，教他怎么把这个图画画出来。他就叫他的绘图师呢画了这个十二因缘的图画，然后送给那个优田国的国王作为这个礼物啊。这个优田国的国王呢看了这幅画之后呢就得到了，如果没有记错的话应该是就得到正法眼。
So, So here, so when you talk about the Four Noble Truths, you know, Four Noble Truths, the person, you know,
true suffering.
Truth. True suffering or truth of suffering?
True suffering.
True suffering. Truth of suffering. True suffering. Okay, whatever. So, depend. Whether it's first or second or depend. So when you talk about Four Noble Truths, you know, true suffering, true origination, true path, true cessation, you know. So then, when you talk about the truth of what? How you say the cause of the suffering? What do you say? This,
Origination.
True
origin.
True origin. Yeah. So true origin, then true suffering, path, true cessation. So then very first one, you know, so true origin. So that divide into two, karma and delusion. When you talk about true origin, divide into two. You know, delusion and the karma. So from here also you can understand the Four Noble Truth, the first one. You know, the first circle you can understand the three poisons. It's a delusion. Then second circle you will understand there the karma. Due to that, then white and black karma. So those two are true origin. Yeah.
所以呢，我们也可以呢，这幅图联系到我们佛陀所教导的四圣地。Hello，Hello， 四圣地呢，指的就是苦地、极地、灭地和道地。这是你看那个。 同心圆的最中间那个同心圆有三种动物嘛，它代表的呢就是我们的三毒。那这三毒呢，就是引发我们投生到各个道的来源，也就是我们感受到痛苦的来源。所以呢，它代表了极地，极地就表示这些痛苦呢是从哪里来的，所以我们叫极，这是古代的用词啊。 极就是来源的意思，因为呢，我们通过来源是来自我们所造作的业，而我们造作的业呢是源自于我们的烦恼，或者是源自我们的惑啊，无明的惑心。所以呢，所以因为我们有烦恼，就贪嗔痴三毒的烦恼，这第一个源泉，所以引发我们造了业呢，所以呢，我们就投生了，造了善业或者是恶业，就投生到这中阴身去了，就第二个源泉。所以第一和第二个源泉呢，就代表了这个极地。
So here, when somebody asks you what is true origin, you know, from the Four Noble Truth, then able to answer that, you know. So one is delusion, one is karma, you know. So these two are the true origin, you know.
所以，如果有人问你啊，四圣地讲的是什么？四圣地的苦集灭，那个极地讲的又是什么呢？你就能告诉他，极地指的是痛苦的来源。那痛苦来源呢，指的就是我们所造作的业，这业呢是由我们的烦恼所引申的，就业和烦恼。所以呢，你就可以指给他们看。So
like that, if somebody asks how karma is created. So you must able to answer that how karma created is due to the negative emotion such as attachment, anger. Because of that, we create the karma.
所以呢，有人问哦，业是怎么来的？业是怎样造作的呢？这你就可以跟他回答，业是由我们的烦恼所升起、所引起的。这烦恼呢，就会引发我们的贪嗔痴。
So like that, then how the attachment and anger came arise, how this happened, you know, how that arise in our minds because of the ignorance, you know.
这样他可能就会进一步问，哎，这贪嗔痴呢怎么会在你的心里面呢？当然我们不如是佛教徒，我们讲哦，这贪嗔痴怎么会在你的心相续里面升起的话，你讲哦，这是因为呢我们无明愚痴所引发的。
OK, so then again then you go deeper, what is ignorance? You know, that tells the question, what is ignorance? You know?
这你可以进步，可能那个人就很有水准的，那个人很有人进步问，这样这个愚痴无明呢是什么？它怎么来的
？So like that. So I mean, in simple answer can be said like that. You know, ignorance, not knowing how the thing exists. You know, what you can answer that way. Another way you can answer, ignorance the wrong concept. You know, believing, you know, the thing.Exists inherently, you know.
This 可能呢很简短的问题就是，哎，无明是什么呢？无明呢，就是因为不了解万法的真相，不知道万法是怎么来的，或者无明就是不正确的认识啊，是因为我们的分别。心呢起了不正确的认识而造作而成的，或者呢是不知道呢万法呢是自性本空的。
So like that. So, so the again question is with the ignorant, then you have attachment, anger arises. Due to that, you create the karma. You know, so depend. You know, so through the attachment, you can create good karma. You can create negative karma. You can create good karma also. Through the attachment. So then, if you create black karma, what happened? Yeah, question is that. Then take rebirth in the three lower realm. You know, what are three lower realm? Then you can understand by the picture, animal, hell, being, hungry, ghost, like that.
所以呢，这过后又怎么样呢？又发生什么事呢？因为呢，我们这个无明愚痴的缘故呢，就引发了这个贪和嗔的那心念，就烦恼了。我们讲的烦恼升起来了。当你有这个贪的烦恼升起来的时候呢，你可以因为贪这个烦恼去造善业或者造恶业，两种都有可能的。这样也可以因为呢这无明愚痴呢或者由贪呢所引发而升起的嗔的烦恼，就升起的这个烦恼。所以呢，你可能问哦，造了这些业之后呢，又会发生什么事啊？造业，发生什么事？你可会进一步这样去问，这样呢你就可以进一步回答，若造业之后呢，我们就是要受这个果报，因为有业，造了业就造了个因的话，必定有它的果报。这果报呢，若是造了恶业的话呢，我们将来就会投生到这个下三道去了，就三恶道去了。这三恶道指的是什么呢？你就根据这个，这是安公家这些图画去跟他们解释。哦，这边有图画给你解释。
What?
Pictures, pictures.
Picture of what?
Dialect, dialect, using dialect.
Huh?
Using dialect.
Hokkien.
Hokkien, Hokkien, yeah.
Huh?
Hokkien. An Gong Kia.
So, this is very important, it's very basic.You know, basic understanding of Buddhism, you know, the Pole Noble Truth, you know. So then, to understand, you know, true origin is like that, understanding the delusion and karma, you know. So important, yeah.
所以呢，这些呢都是很基本的佛理知识哦，就有关这四圣谛的知识。所以我们要懂呢，我们的痛苦的来源啊，极地啊，它是怎么来的极地啊？所以我们必须明白的是，愚痴无明，我们的妄心、分别心造作哦，造业的。滴滴滴滴滴。
Calling from Pure Land.
净土来电了。阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛 call。
Okay. Okay, so so here, so then due to attachment also create good karma, you know, such as like, you know, want to have happiness in the future life, you know, like human, God's realm, like that, wishing, you know, thinking that pleasure or happiness, you know, then you create many good karma, you know, to achieve future life happiness, you know, you can do charity or patience or keeping precept or, you know, so many things we do, you know. So due to that also you create many good karma, you know. So that due to that, when you create good karma, then you are able to take rebirth, you know, in human beings and God's realm like that.
我们也可能因为呢有了这个贪啊而去造善业，怎么说呢？因为呢造了善业，等于我们可能就是因为贪求或希求未来生哦，能够投生到天道或天人道去享受，所以呢，因为这样的贪啊贪求的这个欲望呢，所以呢，我们就积极的去造善业，为了得到未来生的快乐，所以造善业啦，去可能就积极的去守戒啦、布施啦等等啊，做种种种种的善业，因为造了这善业呢，结果呢，我们未来生。
就能投生到这个天人道或者是人道去。So then, also they explain about what kind of suffering we suffer in samsara. You know, there is mentioned there are three different kind of suffering: suffering of change, suffering of what pervasive compound. What? Suffering of
pervasive compound. Compounded.
Pervasive compounded suffering. Pervasive suffering. No? Suffering of pervasive suffering. Okay.
这样呢，他有讲到这个轮回中我们所感受到的痛苦，轮回中的感受的话可以分成三种，一种就是苦苦，一种是坏苦或者变异苦，或者是变苦。So
then, so here again to understand that what different kind of suffering, like you know, like tree suffering, in order to understand, then like animal, hell beings, hungry ghosts. You know, mostly from there you understand suffering of suffering, you know.
这三苦呢，怎么去理解呢？我们可以配合我们投生到的六道去理解哦。所以刚才讲的变苦，就是无论去哪里都变苦，这其实他们就是翻译成行苦。 所以呢，刚才我们讲的第一种苦叫苦苦，苦苦呢，我们可以在。三恶道里面很清楚的看到，三恶道指的就是地狱道、恶鬼道，还有畜生啊，就旁生道。So
then, so many to understand that suffering, mainly to understand that, so they talk about the three law realm, you know.
所以呢，通常我们要明白呢。 苦苦的话呢，佛教里面讲的就是我们可以看到三恶道，去观察一下三恶道的众生。So
then, to understand the second suffering, suffering of change, to understand that, then they describe the human and God's realm.
这样要明白呢，第二种苦就坏苦，就变异的苦，就可以看去观察这个人道还有天人道的众生。
So, again, when you say God's realm, so that's mainly describing the desire God's realm, you know, like that. So then within the God's realm, you know, again, formless God, you know, they describe different level of God also.
当我们讲到这个坏苦啊，天人所感受坏苦，主要这是针对欲界的天人。当然呢，色界和无色界的天人呢，他们感受到的苦呢，是有一些不一样的。So
like that. So then, last time mentioned within the God's realm, desire God's realm, there's six different categories. Then formless, form realm, I think, how many?
Form realm, there are 12.
No.
Oh, 18, more, 18.
More than that.
18. Form realm, there are 18.
17 within the form realm.
17.
Palm realm have 17 different,
17.
Different level of God's realm, you know, in palm realm, the 17, yeah.
Palm realm 17.
Yeah.
Okay. 这色界里面呢, 又可以分成17个天。
So like that. So, so here from, and normally they divide palm realm, like first concentration, second concentration, third concentration, first concentration. You know, they divide four levels first, you know.
Okay. 这样色界呢, 又可以分成四禅天, 就初禅天, 二禅天, 三禅天, 四禅天。
Then within the first level, then divide into two. You know, the second level, divide into three. No. First level divide into three. Second level divide into three. Third level divide into three. Fourth level, the ordinary being divide into three.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have been divide into five categories like that. So.
Yep. 所以呢，在那个初禅天呢，就可以分为有三天，然后二禅天呢有三天，三禅天有三天，四禅天呢的凡夫的境界里面就有三天，然后呢，然后那个圣者的天呢，就在四禅天里面就有五个天。
So like that. So, the subject of change can be is happened up to the third concentration. Up to the third concentration, you have the subject of the change.
所以当我们讲到坏苦的时候，就东西啊会慢慢的变啊变啊变坏啊。然后我们讲的主要是指到三禅天，三禅天的众生，他会感受到坏苦，就四禅天就没有了。
So then, when you achieve this kind of level four, the concentration, then you don't have any suffering of change, you know?
当你呢证到了这四禅天，或修到四禅天的境界之后呢，你就不会感受到坏苦。
So I don't know what to call the three feeling, how you describe three feeling, happiness, suffering, then neutral. So from the fourth concentration, then you have only neutral feeling, you know, you don't have this suffering of suffering feeling, pleasure feeling, you don't have only neutral feeling about the fourth concentration. From fourth concentration onwards, upward, so there's no more like pleasure or displeasure feeling, only the neutral feeling.
当你修到这四禅天的时候呢，你就不会有所谓的喜乐或痛苦的那种感受，你只会有种平等舍的感受。
Yeah, so that's the reason. So therefore, from poor concentration onward, so you don't have suffering of change.
所以呢，当行者证得了四禅天的时候呢，他就不会感受到坏苦了。
Okay, so then, but still, I mean, from from the pore concentration upwards within the tea suffering, only the last one, you know, pervasive suffering, you know, only that one exists. The first suffering of chin doesn't exist.
当你证到了这四禅天还有无色界天的境界的时候呢, 从这个时候开始呢, 你不会感受到苦苦, 也不会感受到坏苦, 你只感受到行苦。
So like that. So, even if you achieve, you know, the what call, pick up the samsara, what call that? Pick up the samsara. Even achieve, you know, that kind of level, but still you have the suffering. The third suffering still exists. So you are not free from that. So that's why it's called still you are in the samsara.
可是呢, 就算你证得轮回里面呢最高的境界就是非想非非想天, 有些翻译叫有想无想至天, 证到这样最高的无色界最高的境界呢, 你还是免不了痛苦, 你还是能够感受到行苦, 所以呢, 因为这样呢, 你还是在轮回里面的普通的众生。
So like that, so mostly like when you say formless realm below the poor concentration, the formless realm, the gods, they have only two kind of suffering, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive, pervasive suffering, and the suffering of change.
所以呢, 从三禅天哦，就天人三禅天下面的，他们都会感受到坏苦还有辛苦。
So then, when you talk about the desire realm gods, human realm, then a three lower realm, so they all have all three suffering. You know, they experience three suffering, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive.
Compounded suffering. 全部的苦我们都感受得到。Okay,
so about clear? I don't know.
大家要明白吗? 不明白可以问问题的。不过要和这个有关。安迪要问什么?两个安迪可以问,都可以问。 没有出离，对，还是凡夫。Rinpoche, her question is, when you meditate or when you practice until such a high level, is it you're still within samsara? You're still an ordinary being?
Yeah, still you're in samsara. Yeah.
对。 你还在轮回，你还没有跳出轮回。I
mean, what kind of high again? You know, depend on what kind of high you are seeing. I have many way of describing the high.
你修到这样高，你的高指的是什么的高？ 有不同解释了，怎么的高？ <笑><笑> 无色界，修到无色界。对，还没有超出轮回。 哦，就是他们已经这样高，还没有出我们这样低，这样怎么办？哦， Rinpoche, her question is: those who have realized until the formless realm, okay, they realize the formless realm, or they don't use the word realize, okay. They achieve the formless realm is so high in the in so high in a way. Then we are just a normal, ordinary human being, but so low. And they are still not out of samsara, so what should we do? Comparatively, we are so inferior to them.
Ask him what to do.
他们修到这样高了，他们还没有出轮回，我们是人的，我们这样低，对吗？ 跟他们比起来， 这样我们要怎么办啊？ <笑>你不是学了菩提道次第了吗？ <咳><咳> 平均时候并没有说你一定出轮回啊，对不对？ And the question is, since you have achieved this, for example, even the peak of cyclic existence, you are still not out of samsara, because they have actually achieved a very high level, because they have these neutral feelings, they don't have other suffering, so except conditionality, except pervasive compounded suffering. So she doesn't quite understand why is this so.
Okay, so of course, so therefore, I mean that to really to understand that, then the second two noble truth is there: true path, true cessation. You must understand that. You know what is true path, what is true cessation, what really it means. You know, so must understand that. Otherwise, yeah, question is there. You know.
对呀，所以你要真正明白的话呢，上师说呢，你就要真的去明白接下来的四圣谛，就是灭谛和道谛。Okay,
so now
因为还没有讲完吗？ Yes, 只讲苦谛和极谛而已了。
We're just talking the first two noble truth, describing the first noble truth. So there's different kind of suffering, you know, in different realm. So like that. So as we learn here, so even if you have very deep concentration, you know, you can meditate from morning to night without distracting your mind, you know. You can stay like 1 year, 10 years, 100 years, you can meditate like that. It doesn't mean you are free from samsara, you know. Of course you don't have nothing disturb your mind. You can meditate there. It doesn't mean you are free from samsara. You know.
So, 刚才所讲的就是苦谛，特别针对这个四圣谛的苦谛和极谛。Hello，Hello，特别针对那个四圣谛的苦谛和极谛来说。就是当我们投生在不同道的时候呢，我们所感受到的不同的层次的苦，那苦有分不同的层次。这样呢，就算呢，所以我们可以很清楚的看到，就算呢，我们有很深的禅定，就是我们可以打坐了，然后坐在那边，真的一心不乱，从早晨呢坐到晚上了，哇，风吹不动，哈。 就或者是真的你可以这样打坐进入这深深的禅定，可以打坐这样一年或者这样坐在那边十年了，就好像没有什么东西能干扰你，哇，你的那个定力啊是多么的深厚，可是呢你还是一名凡夫，因为呢你还没有从轮回中解脱出来。
说来的说啊，说来的来来 for example the God's realm Pom realm God like that very first one, you know, so they're able to live, you know, like what call I don't know, or eon, you know, like almost eon, you know, so they can live that kind of long like that. That means they can meditate that long, you know. Once the karma is finished, then, you know, there's no more they can meditate or no more they can live that kind of condition, you know. So then they have to take different rebirth.
举个例子，就是这个天人道啊，如果你投生到天人道，就是欲界天人的第一天，就是那个四王天啊，四大天王，四王天道去。像你的寿命呢，是以劫来算的哦，劫是很长的。像那个长劫里面呢，你得到很多的享乐，很多的快乐啊，因为你的福报啊，有大福报。可是当你的这个善业的福报完了之后呢，你还是要离开那个天人道，欲界这个天人道，所以你就要投生到其他的地方去。
So like that, so here only concentration, you know, cannot really remove that true origin, such as the attachment, ignorance, anger cannot remove just by only having concentration, you know, not able to remove but just by this mind, you know.
所以我们可以很清楚地看到，如果我们只是专注于发展我们的定力啊，只有定力，我们只有定力啊，这个单靠这个定力呢，是不能摧毁我们的三毒，是不能摧毁掉我们的贪嗔痴三毒的。
Okay, so here, so Buddha mentioned, on top of that, what you need is the wisdom, you know, the special insight, you know. So again, when it's wisdom here, it's talk about the understanding the existence of the reality, how the thing really exists in reality. You know, so must have this wisdom, you know. If you don't have this wisdom, then you are not able to free yourself from the samsara.
所以呢，佛陀说，除了我们所讲的哈，这个要有这个定力之外呢，我们还必须拥有这个智慧。是什么智慧呢？是观照万法存在的智慧。因为呢，只有知道万法是怎么样存在，它的真相是什么，拥有这样的智慧呢，我们才能够从这个轮回当中解脱出来。要是呢，我们没有这样的智慧的话呢，我们就一直会在轮回中继续打滚。
Okay, so then, with the wisdom, realizing reality or realizing emptiness, then, when you have this wisdom, then slowly you meditate, you know, then you are able to remove the three poisons, such as attachment, ignorance, then the anger, we are able to remove from the root. So,then after that, it's still the imprint of that is still not able to remove. So in order to remove a subtle imprint, then you need more powerful wisdom, which is conjoined with bodhicitta mind. You know, then, only then you are able to remove the imprint of the delusion, you know.
So, you know, 有了这个观照万法的无二智慧啊， 这样我慢慢的、慢慢的去修，慢慢的去禅修的话呢，这样呢，我们就会哦，就会达到这个能力，去摧毁这个三毒的烦恼，就摧毁了这个贪嗔痴，从根本上呢把它灭掉。这个当我灭掉了这个贪嗔痴这三毒的时候，我们就可以从轮回当中解脱出来。可是呢，我们也必须哦灭掉这个三毒的习气，这贪嗔痴的习气。所以，如果要摧毁这个贪嗔痴这三毒的习气，我们需要更深哦，更进一步，更有力、强而有力的智慧。这个智慧呢，必须和菩提心结合哦。那结合菩提心这种的强而有力智慧呢，就能一并去除三毒所留下的习气。
So here, so just now, so when you do the meditation, like single pointed meditation, for example, you meditate 1 hour, single pointedly. Of course, when you focus your mind in the object, you see only the object, nothing appear in your mind. That means no delusion arise in your mind that moment. But when you wake up from your meditation, when you look the object,when you meet a certain object, beautiful object, unpleasant object, negative emotion arise, you know. So that shows one is a single point of concentration cannot really remove the negative emotion. You know, temporarily, you know, just because your mind focuses on object, because of that doesn't arise, that's all, you know. Not really harming the negative emotion.
所以呢，当我们在修禅定的时候，我们修到一心不乱呢，这样我们可以在入定可能一个小时，一个小时之后呢，那时候我们的心呢是非常非常安宁的，因为我们专注于我们的所缘境，那时候呢，我们没有一丝一毫的烦恼会升起。可是呢，当我们出定之后啊，我们接触到对境之后，我们看到愉悦的对境啊，不愉悦的对境啊，那时候呢，诶，我们的情绪哦，各种情绪又升起来了，我们的妄心又升起来了，所以这样的事情哦发生，很清楚的告诉我们，单靠这个定力啊，是不能够摧毁我们的烦恼，是不能从根本上摧毁我们的三毒烦恼的。
So that's why I'm talking, I don't know who was talking last class or something. So, what?
We must practice the three principal aspect of the path.
Correct. He always say correct, so.
Cameron Jadam, 给你一个赞。
So, so, I mean, just get some idea. So, for us, you know,We are looking for happiness, you know. We look for happiness. No, we're all looking for happiness. Then what we believe, what brings happiness is the how your body look, how wealth, how much wealth you have, how much friends you have. All this outer condition become important for us. That's what we believe, you know. That's how we believe, you know, that bring happiness for oneself. You know, this is all the condition.You know, sing. Just if you have all these things, you are happy. You know, that's what we believe. Then we put so much effort for that. You know, to get that whole life, we spend for that. You know, believing this brings the happiness for oneself. You know, work so hard for that. So, but when you look deeply, you know,Even you have everything there, but it's not your happiness is still lacking. You know, you're still missing the happiness there. You know, it's very clearly. You know, we can see that. But we always continually believing on that. You know, so putting effort on that. You know, nothing more than that, you know. In entire life is working for that. Because we believe that, so we work for that. But it's true or not, yeah, maybe certain level of happiness may bring, but it's not really bring satisfaction, happiness, you know, for oneself.
So, 所以呢，对于我们来说， 就是讲了这样多， 其实还是要回到我们自己的例子。 就通常呢，我们都想要得到快乐。 因为我们想得到快乐呢，这样我们相信些什么呢？就是和我们自己的信念有关系。因为我们要得到快乐，而我们的信念得到快乐，信念是，我的身体好看不好看哦？别人看了觉得我美不美啊，英俊不英俊呢？这样，我有钱吗？我的钱是否够多？我的朋友是否很多？所以呢？ 因为我们的信念就是这些呢，是我们快乐的泉源。我们快乐就来自于我们长得怎么样，我们钱多不多，朋友多不多。所以我们的快乐都是由外在的因缘啊，外在的因素来建立的。用外在因素来建立我们快乐。因为如果我们得到了这些，哇，又漂亮又好看，又有钱，朋友又多，我们觉得哎，我们就拥有了很多的快乐。 我们应该就是世界上最快乐的人，所以呢，我们就出尽全力啊，卯足全力啊，这一生呢，都尽量去追求这样的东西啊，把自己弄得漂漂亮亮、好看的、英俊的、有钱的朋友多，不断的去救助，我们放尽了所有的心思，很用功、很用功啊，很努力的去营造、去建造这一切，希望想拥有得到这一切。 可是呢，当我们深层去分析的时候呢，我们却发现，哎，其实呢，拥有这一切呢，还是没有得到我们真正想要得到的快乐。我们可以很清楚的看到，可是问题是什么呢？我们还是执迷不悟，我们还是继续去追求啊，因为我们没有别的目标，只好这样咯，对不对？ 所以，因为我们很深深的相信是这样快乐是这样得来的，所以呢，我们就不断的去追求。可是他得到的呢，却是一时短暂的快乐啊，没有那种很久的快乐。So
so like that. So we have this strong belief, you know. So then on top of that, then believing only this life, you know, we never think about future life happiness. You know, just believing this future life happiness most important in the life. Believe that. What brings this present life happiness? All this outer condition. Then we believe that. So like that. So we are stuck. You know, we are stuck into there, into that. So that's why nothing change. You know, our life nothing change. The point is that, you know, it's very clear, you know. So, I think last class she was asking how to practice Dharma. I've been many years, but nothing changed, you know. So, the point is that, you know, so our belief is like that. Then, of course, how to change.
所以呢，因为我们深深的相信，深深的相信，我们快乐呢，就是来自于追求这外在的东西，而且呢，我们只有紧紧的抓住这一生。 我们从来没有去想过未来生的快乐，哎，我这样做是要得到未来生快乐，哎，我现在要做未来生快乐，从来都没有这样想的。 因为呢，我们所做的东西呢，都是为了这一生。这一生的快乐是最重要的。最啊，emphasize，emphasize啊。死，我讲到哪里啊？所以呢，我从来就，哎，我被打乱了。所以，我们都是追求的是追求外在，从。 从追求外在的东西，因为外在的相信外在的东西呢，能够得给我们带来永久不变的快乐。所以呢，这就是为什么呢？我们只专注于这一生。 因为我们只看到只是这一生，我们所做的也只是这一生的东西，所以呢，我们的心相续啊，或者从心相续里面所反映出来的东西啊，我们就50年不变。哦，就50年不变，就是为什么呢？上次就上一堂课，那个安提就问了：“哎呀，我修行佛法这样多年，我在听佛法这样多年，为什么好像哦根本没有变化到，没有进步到？哦，原因就是这样了。”哎呀，我们好像在讲上个星期的课。
So， 啊，what was talking just now？So like that. So, so, I mean, that is who we are, you know, how we live, you know, even called Dharma practitioner, but, you know, end of the day is no different from other, you know, because your belief is still there, like the strongly belief, you know, but you just call I'm Dharma practitioner, but in reality, no different.That's why we can't change much, you know, without changing this idea, you know. We can't change much.
所以呢，这就是我们呢，我们就是这个样子的，我们就是这样生活的。因为呢，所以我们就是这样了，我们叫我们自己佛教徒啊，哎呀，我是有修行的，我也修佛法的，可是呢，我们却和外面的人呢，其实啊，在很多方面和外面的人根本没有什么不同，因为我们根本都没有什么改变嘛，我们的行为啊、举止啊、想的东西啊，真的是和外面同的人是半斤八两吧。
So like that. So, so then, of course, then you are a little bit understanding of the future life. You really understand from your heart existence of the future life. If you really understand and believe strongly, you know, then compare, you know, this life and future life happiness, which is more important, you know, with your, you know, wisdom, you analyze.First place, of course, you have to understand your future life exists. Then future life is most important than this life. Because this life is just short. Future lives, there are so many lives, you know, endless life, you know. So when you look, you know, which is more important, then you will understand future life, happiness much more important.You know, with this understanding, then you will do something, you know, to happiness for your future life, you know.
所以呢，如果我们有一丁点对未来生的理解，这样呢，如果我们有一丁点对未来生理解的话，我们就会真正的明白，然后就会开始慢慢的，然后深深的去相信，哦，这个未来生呢。其实是很重要的，这样我们就会去比较未来生和这一生的快乐，我们就拿来比这一生的快乐、未来生的快乐，然后你就去用智慧去关照、去分析啊，哎，有没有这个未来生？首先你要自己在心里哈、哦、就去分析，哎，然后你下了结论，哎，其实呢这生完了是有未来生的，哎，在未来生我要得到快乐呢，还是怎么样？在未来生的快乐重要吗？在未来生的快乐？和这一生的快乐哪一个究竟比较重要，那你再用智慧再去想一想，再去分析，这一生呢只是短短的几十年，可是呢未来生呢我有很多很多很多很多无数计的未来生，那是很多很多的，所以很多很多未来生的快乐呢，哎，就比这短暂的这一生的快乐比较重要了。当你这样比较，然后呢你下了一个定解哦，坚信不疑的定解的时候、哦、用这样的理解的话，你就会对自己的未来生负责，你就想，哎，我现在就应该做一点什么让我的未来生能够得到快乐。
So like that, so then, you know, then you put more effort or emphasize happiness of future life. So looking for like wealth in future life, you know, have all the resources in future life, then of course what really bring this all the wealth in the future life is because of charity. You know, giving charity, you know, to other sentient beings, by then you are able to have all the resources in the future life. No, then you're able to give charity to others like that. So then, also then, talk about the Jimba Sutim, and keeping precept, living in the ethical life, discipline, you know, ethical life, not harming others, keeping morality, such as this, then bring, you know, very hand, what call, the handsome or beautiful body or handsome body could say that in the future life, you know. So due to that, then you are able to keep like morality, you know, keeping, living in the ethical, you know, life like that.
所以呢，当你明白，哎，我这一生呢，必须做一些东西啊，因为呢，我未来生有很多很多啊，我要快乐，这样呢，你就会。 就会比较看重未来生，你会尽多一点力气啊，去努力，去为未来生而努力。这样你就想，哎，未来生我要多一点快乐，未来生可能，哎呀，我要有一些钱啊，要一些财富啊，要不然我会活得很痛苦。那这样我要一些多一些资源啊，未来生这样可以让我享用的话。这样想想，哎，这个未来生的快乐，有资源啊，有钱财啊，它是从哪里来的呢？ 哎，他就从我这一生，这一生啊，我所做的东西而来。像这一生，如果未来生呢得到这些资源、这些享用、这些财富呢，像这一生呢，我必须做布施，啊，我就是把我有的和别人一起分享，必须要做布施。这样呢，如果未来生呢，我想要得到。 美好的身体啊，若男的要英俊啊，女的要漂亮啊，这样应该怎么做呢？这样你就想到，哎，我必须持清净戒，我持，因为呢，未来生呢，我要有，因为这个人生，要这个人生呢，又别人看了会觉得恶心的话，这样我要持戒清净嘛。所以清净，这样持戒清净是什么意思呢？我就尽量不要去伤害其他的众生啊，等等。这样你这一生呢，就会这样去做。
So like that, then also like the practice of patience, you know. So not only you want the wealth in future life, not only you want handsome or beautiful body in future life, but wherever you live, also you need what called good companion, good friend, good relationship with other. So how to, what kind of karma you have to create for that is to being patient. So, you know, when you're patient, the result of that, wherever you take rebirth, so there's less conflict, you know, always good relationship. Wherever you live with a friend, you know, children, husband, wife, you know, wherever in society, so you can live very harmoniously, you know, because of the patience, you know.
当然呢，我们在这一生呢，如果要未来生快乐的话，我们也应该修安忍。因为呢，如果我们有财富啦，未来生要拥有财富啦、受用啦，然后有个美丽的身体啦，或英俊的脸孔、美丽的脸孔等等，这样我们也希望呢，我们和我们在一起的伴侣呢，能够相处，能够好好相处，有好的伴侣可以扶助你的话，这样我们就必须修安忍。 因为如果你讲，哎，好的伴侣，未来生有好的伴侣，是从哪里来的呢？需要这一生，我们必须修安忍。因为呢，我们如果这一生能够修安忍的话呢，这样未来生呢，我们就会面对各种其他的各种各样的人和事啊，我们就会就会得到面对比较少的冲突，我们和其他众生的关系呢，就会比较和谐，跟夫妻之间的关系啊，还有家庭成员之间的关系呢，也会比较好。
So then, then we talk about the joyous efforts. You know, so whenever you do, like charity, or keeping, living an ethical, disciplined life, or being, when you are being patient, so then do it joyful. The point is joyfully engage on that. Because one way is, you know, just for yourself, you know, we're not talking other thing, but just for your happiness, for your future life. You know, whatever you do, patient, whatever you give charity, whatever you keeping the discipline for yourself, end of the day, helping yourself in the future life. So, whatever you do, then do joyfully, you know, do happily. You know, when you do that, the point is in future life, then whatever you want to do, you know, then become very easily fulfilled, you know, easy to succeed, whatever you want to do in future life, due to the joyous effort.
就是呢，无论我们这一生所做的任何的一种修行啊，比如说我们去修布施啊，我们修持戒啊，修安忍等等，我们都一颗快乐的心，精进的去做啊。为什么呢？因为呢，无论我们做，我们在做布施的时候啊，或者我们在做布施，做持戒啊，或者在修安忍的时候呢，想想，哎，其实我们做呢，让我的未来生呢，是可以得到快乐的。然后你心里要明白，哎，这样做其实未来生呢，不是帮助其他众生，其实是帮助我自己的未来生。所以，如果你能够这样积极去做的话，这样在未来生的时候啊，无论你希望达到什么，或者是你要做什么东西呢，你都可以很轻易的完成，很轻易的满愿。
So, so again here, so all this done by attachment again, you know, looking for happiness, attached to the future life happiness, you know, seeking for that, looking for that, you know, you see this more important than this life, then whatever practice you do, like generosity, morality, being patient, do joyfully, you know, all this become due to the attachment. Yeah, then you get good karma. Then in that result, then you have this, you know, wealth, you know, good body, then good entourage or companion, then also whatever you do, successful like that, you know, this will happen. So,
所以我们可以很清楚地看到呢，这是由贪念所引发的。因为呢，我们对未来生所希求未来生得到快乐这样的贪念或贪执，所以呢，我们去修这个布施啊，我们去修这个持戒啊，修这个安忍啊，而且非常精进地去修这个每一样的善行。所以，因为我们造了善，所 因为我们造了这个善业呢，所以呢，我们的未来生啊，就可以得到很多的财富啦，得到一个良好的身体，我们有美满的眷属，所以呢，我们所做呢，皆能够成功。
So like that. So, for example, if we have this in this life, you know, having wealth, having good companion, then having good body, or whatever you do, become success. You know, some people have this in this life, you know. So this, again, here is come from your good karma in the past life, you know. Because of that, you have this, you know, good body, wealth, friendship, you know, whatever you wish, you want to do, able to succeed, you know.
我们可以其实也可以很清楚的从这一生看到，我们看到呢，在这一生呢、啊，有些人呢，他拥有很多的财富啊，啊，拥有很多美好的身体啊，美好的眷属啊，他们所做的一切呢，都很能够轻易的取得成功。所以你看到，诶，这个人哇，这一生拥有这么多好的东西哦、啊，拥有这么多好的条件，诶，这就是因为呢，过去生呢，他种下了这些善业的缘故。
So again here, I mean, these are important, of course. Those are important, you know. But again, just having this, you know, having handsome body and all the wealth, even good companions, whatever you wish able to succeed, even if you have that, it doesn't mean much again, you know. So, still, you don't have concentration, you know.You don't have good concentration, then very easy to distract your mind. You know, even you have this thing, but your mind can be distracted easily if you don't have concentration. You know? So then concentration is important, you know, not to distract your mind, you know, carried by the negative emotion, this and that. So, very first thing is develop concentration, you know. On top of that, you need good concentration.No, then less. You have good concentration, then you have less negative emotion. You know.
所以呢，这些看到呢，我们看到呢，如果我们拥有财富啦，拥有一个美好的身体啦，好的眷属呢，我们所做的东西呢，都很轻易的取得成功呢，你觉得诶，其实这些呢，还不是很圆满的哈、哦，诶。真的还不是很圆满，为什么呢？如果你没有这个定力的话，你的心呢很容易哦就散乱，很容易就飘游不定啊，你的心很容易乱的话，所以你会发现呢，你的心就很容易被烦恼控制，就很容易就起烦恼，起这个三毒，所以你会觉得，诶，其实拥有这些呢，我还必须去修啊、去发展我的定力。因为如果我拥有定力的话呢，我就可以减少我的烦恼的升起。
So like that. So then, of course, that's why the concentration, you know, practice of concentration is important. You know, then you have good concentration, then your mind be more stable. You know, less negative emotion. You know, so like that. But again.That not good enough, so need wisdom. On top of that, you need the wisdom, you know?
这样呢，我们可以看到呢，修这个禅定啊，其实呢是非常重要的。因为如果我们有这个定力的话，我们有这个好的禅修这个定力的话呢，我们的心呢就非常的四平八稳。我们心呢能够稳下来的话呢，我们的烦恼或者心能够定下来的话，我们的烦恼呢就会减轻，就不那么容易升起。可是拥有的这刚才所讲的一切，包括这定力呢，你看到，诶，其实还是不足够的。为什么呢？因为我们还需要智慧。
So the wisdom is most important. So, you know, what is right, what is wrong, you know, able to understand, you know, able to judge, you know, what is good karma, what is bad karma, you know. So this kind of to understand, you know, law of karma.The wisdom is needed. So, with that, then, you know, you have all the condition there, then, with the wisdom, then you can do something, you know, continually experience the happiness in the future life. With the wisdom, then, you will do something, you know, create marriage, create more virtuous karma, so that if you don't have the wisdom,Then problem is you enjoy finish, you know. You don't have the wisdom how to continue the happiness of the future life, you know. So therefore, wisdom is very, very important.
为什么说呢？我们还需要智慧呢？因为智慧呢是最重要的。为什么呢？因为智慧能够让我们。 智慧能够让我明白什么是对的，什么是错的，它能够让我明白事情的道理，让我们做出正确的判断。拥有智慧呢，也可以让我明白业果的道理。这样呢，你可以看到呢，拥有了所有的一切条件，如果再加上智慧的话，我们就可以不间断的得到快乐，或得到不间断的快乐。因为如果我们拥有智慧的话，我们就懂怎么样去做啊，就能够保证我们的快乐能够源源不断，永远快乐。可是呢，如果我们有智慧的话呢，可能呢我们善业啊善报用完了，诶，那就完了，我们就感受痛苦。所以呢，我们的快乐呢就有终结的一天。
So I mean, for like examples, you know, what call we have beautiful what call fruit tree or apple tree in your garden, you know, you put the seed fertilizer, then of course, beautiful tree come up, then the beautiful flower come out, then you have plenty of fruit able to enjoy, you know. If you don't have wisdom, that's it. You enjoy finish. You don't know how to keep the seed.You don't know how to keep the seed, huh? And you don't have the wisdom, just enjoy, eat, finish. So you have wisdom, you keep the seed, you plant, you have another continuation. So yes, like, exactly like that. What we have is human rebirth, proper human rebirth, you know. You don't have wisdom, then that's it. You know, enjoy, finish. So the example is like that.
那 Kieran 被举了一个例子，比如说呢，如果呢我们拥有一个苹果树的种子，这样呢我们就把这个种子呢播下去啦，然后我们就施肥啦、浇水啦、灌溉啦，它就长成一棵美丽的大树。这个苹果树呢过后就开花结果了，这样我们就可以源源不断的享受这个苹果的果实。可是如果我们有智慧的话呢，就好像一个只吃掉苹果不懂得保留它的种子的人。所以呢，如果你是没有智慧的人呢，你就吃掉这个苹果就完了，就完了。可是如果你是个有智慧的人呢，你就懂得把这苹果的种子留下来，然后拿去播种，然后呢继续享有未来，继续享有好吃的苹果。所以呢，这个苹果就好像我们这个人生，所以我们就要好好的利用我们这个苹果。
So like that. So, so like that. So, so there. So the six perfection: generosity, morality, patience, joyous effort, concentration, wisdom. You know, mentioned in the text.So these are needed, you know, important, you know. When you have all these things, then, yeah, I mean, point is we need all this. Otherwise, just having one part is not good enough, you know.
所以刚才我们讲的其实就是六度万行，就是在这一生呢，我们要去行这六度万行。所以六度万行呢，指的就是布施、持戒、安忍、精进、禅定，还有智慧。所以呢，我们需要在这一生呢，这六度万行的六样都去修啊，缺一不可。因为呢，我们需要这所有的六样东西啊，如果呢少了一样，它就不完整了。
So here, what I'm talking here is now just looking, you know, the outside condition bring the happiness. I'm just talking from this point of view.You know, all the outer conditions, friendship, good body, wealth, success, you know, then this brings happiness, you know. So I'm talking from this point of view, you know. So even future life you need, life to life you need, you know, and keep creating merit to have this, you know. So, but again, you know, then, what to call it?Then, if you look deeper, all this outside condition not really bring happiness. You look deeply. Happiness comes from the inward, you know, from the inside, not from outside. You know, happiness comes from inside. That's such a like, deep concentration. And then, when you eat deep concentration, you know, that's great feeling. You know, then whatever outside condition, it doesn't bother, it doesn't matter whether you live luxury life or not, a beautiful house or you live in the ground, doesn't matter, you know. The person, for them, is important, is the inner happiness, you know. So they think outer is not important, the inner happiness is important. Then they focus more in inner happiness, you know. So then, therefore, then you do meditation. You know, you don't focus so much outer condition. You just focus inner happiness, such as development, concentration, this and that. You know, you see this, the real happiness, not the outside one. Then with this attachment again, you do the meditation, you know, such as developing concentration, you know.
所以呢，我们是从这个世俗的观点来看，来出发的讲，因为从世俗的角度来看呢，就一般的人角度来看呢，哦，如果拥有朋友啦，有好的身体啊，很多财富啦，哇，事业很成功啊，这些人一定是很快乐的人，因为呢，他可以这些东西呢，可以带给我们快乐。所以，我们是从这个世俗的人，一般人的角度来看呢，因为一般人的追求的快乐都是追求在外在的因素。 哎，可是呢，如果呢，我们讲哦，我们未来生啊，要继续得到这样的快乐，继续有很多朋友啦，继续有好的身体啦，继续拥有财富等等。哎，其实这个我们需要的就更多了。好，我们如果进一步深入的去分析的话，其实你发现呢，这些外在的因缘啊，外在的因素呢，其实并不能真正的带给你快乐。 因为如果你进一步去分析的话，其实快乐呢是源自于你的内心，它是在你的内心里面的。所以呢，如果你说，如果我们去，比如说我们有拥有很深的禅定的话，我每天的坐禅啊，就修定啊，定定，其实你在禅定进入禅定的时候呢，你有一种很无法形容的一种觉受，一种觉受。 就如果你会觉得其实外在的因素啊，不会对你有多大的干扰。就算你住的屋子呢不是很大气、很美或者很豪华的屋子，其实呢也不用紧。哎，你照样去修的话，你会觉得心中会自然的涌现这种快乐的觉受。所以这个外在的因素呢，就不会对你起多大的干扰。 所以你就明白，其实这外在的因素呢，并不是决定快乐的因素，所以呢，其实呢，这内心的快乐其实是更重要的。所以呢，你可能就会觉得，我应该多花一点时间呢去修这个禅定，因为呢，外在的因素呢，其实啊，它只是一暂时的，一下子就过去了。 这样你可能就看，如果我这个烦恼，我的贪执这个烦恼一直在不断的干扰我，让我得不到快乐。你想，要不然我就去做这个禅修吧，看怎么样呢能够调伏这个贪执的烦恼。So
like that. So point is like that. So, you know, how much you have outside condition, you know, friendship, wealth, handsome body, whatever, beautiful body, whatever we have, you know, just end of the day doesn't really bring happiness. Then you look deeper, then really happiness brings from inward, not outward, from inside your mind. When your mind is happy, everything's okay, you know. So the focus now different. You know, outside is not important. Inside is important. Then develop concentration. You know, that how the practice happens. You know, you see different. You know, happiness comes from inside, changing your mind, such as meditation like that. Then you do the deep meditation like that. You know, 1 day, 2 day, like whole life in meditation like that. So nothing disturbs your mind. Your mind is very peace like that. So this is the happiness, you know. Some people believe this is the most happiness, not outside. So then there comes the meditation, you know.
所以呢, 我们要讲的就是呢，快乐呢，其实呢，不是，并不是以外在外在的条件来决定的。有些人可能认为呢，我有很多朋友啊，我有拥有一些财富啊，我有姣好的身材啊，这些呢都能带给你快乐。可是如果你深一层的去分析的话呢，你就看到，这些东西呢，其实并不是真正的快乐的泉源。如果你深入去分析，你进一步去分析的话，其实你发现的快乐是一种心内在心的一种觉受，它源自于你的内心，它源自你的心，而不是由外在的东西来决定。因为内心的快乐呢，若你心里感到快乐的话，内心感到快乐，你会觉得其实外在的一些东西都没问题啊，他们都没问题，都是很好的。可是如果你心的不快乐的话呢，每一样东西你都看不顺眼，所以你会觉得外在的东西啊，它并不是最重要的，就是内在的东西，你们内心呢才是比较最重要的。所以呢，你就会去发展，去挖掘你的内心的那种快乐。所以呢，你可能呢就会去打坐，就会去禅修。当你能够这样进一步去真的分析到这一点的话，你就能够去禅修的话，你会看到其实它是不一样的。你发现了你的心呢在慢慢的改变，慢慢的转换，然后你就可以进一步真的去深入你的禅定的修行。可能你就可以修这样一天两天，然后三天，直到这一生。这你发现呢，你的心呢就不会受到外在因素的干扰啊，他是其实是很平和的。所以有些人是能够做到这一点的，他就能够相信其实呢，我们的内心的快乐呢是比外在的更重要的。
So like that. So then able to meditate, you know, you see the point, then you are able to meditate, put effort on that. Then you can meditate, you know, develop the concentration.Can meditate long time like that, you know, for month and month like that, you can meditate like that. So then, so then you can have the different rebirth like that, you know, like palm ram, palmless ram, you know, you're able to take that kind of rebirth, you know. So then that means you can meditate longer, you know, like, you know, eon after.Long period of time, you can meditate that. Then you think this is the happiness, you think this is the nirvana, you know, that's it, nothing more than that, you know. Some people believe that.
所以呢，如果你看到其实内心的东西比较重要，而不是外在的东西的话，这样呢，你看到这一点的话呢，你就能够去真正的去禅修那禅修你就会自己慢慢的修，可能你修到可以做一个月两个月，哇，月年年，这样呢，有了这样深的定力之后呢，你这一生过后下生你就可以投生到色界或无色界了。那时候呢，你可以禅修，真的禅修到每可以禅修到长劫累月很多劫都可以定在那边不动。所以你可能觉得哇，这样的境界的太完美了，没有烦恼，这就是涅槃了应该这一生的人呢不是人呢，应该有情众生应该没有什么好追求了，这就是涅槃的境界了。有些人是这样想的。
So like that, so that's the, just now she asked question, you know, that's the point is that this is the liberation, you know, when you do like that, you believe this is the liberation.You know, what more than that, you know, this is the most happiness you achieve, you know, what more than that? That's what she's asking, the question, yeah. But according to Buddhism, of course, this is not the last happiness. You know, certain period of time, you have to die. You can't live there forever. Then, when you die, due to your past karma, so plenty of past karma, due to that, you should take different rebirth. You cannot live there forever.You know, according to Buddhism, so therefore, this is not the everlasting happiness.
所以这就是刚才那个。
Kimo tired, look like,
哎呀，这。 这熊猫眼出来了。所以呢，有些人就觉得，哎呀，这就是解脱了，对吗？哎呀，我定在那边哦，没有烦恼，什么都没有的，这就涅槃了嘛，这个涅槃了嘛。哎呀，这就是众生追求的，有情众生追求的最高的、最高的快乐的境界，很高、很高、很高了，对吗？哎，这就是刚才安迪问的问题。哎，其实呢，根据佛陀来讲啊，佛陀就讲，哎，这个是还不是。还不是，这不是涅槃，这不是解脱轮回解脱，因为呢，这只是他的福报而已啊。但福报呢，虽然是很长很长的福报，长劫的福报一用完之后，他还是要从那边死亡了，所谓的死亡了。然后呢，投生到根据他过去其他生造的业，过去生造的业投生到各个道去。所以他还没有解脱，他是会继续轮回。
So like that. So according to Buddhism, so that's not the final liberation. How deep concentration you have, how long you can meditate, you know, it's not the achieving liberation, not everlasting happiness according to Buddhism, because you haven't removed the ignorance.
所以呢，根据佛教来讲呢，这还不是最终的解脱啊，因为不管呢你是否能够长久的定在那边哦，长劫进入很深很深的禅定里面呢、啊、哦，这还不是永远的快乐，因为呢这样的众生呢、啊，有情众生呢、啊，还没有断掉他的烦恼障。
Okay, so that is answer to the.Hard answer, your question, then answer become too long.
Oh, Andy is saying that we must practice the three higher training with the wisdom, then we can actually achieve liberation. We can actually cut the root of samsara.
Yeah, correct.100 mark for you.
Andy, you 100分了。对。
Okay, sorry, I couldn't finish the 12 link. Huh? Okay, next class. Okay, we finish the 12 link. The last circle will finish.
所以今天就讲到这里。然后呢，下个星期我们才继续讲最后一个圆圈。这个十二因缘。我是有十二缘起。它有不同的翻译。好，现在我们就做回向。We'll do dedication. Our dedication is very special one. We'll do English then Mandarin. English then Mandarin. Okay, 31面。Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha that lead every living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒自长。Just as the brave Manjushri and Samatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots and virtue with that dedication praised at best by the victorious ones that's gone of three times so I may perform good works.勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为贤普行贤文亦如是，将此善根皆各个皆回向。OK, 下个星期见。See you next Sunday.